Hello, and welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is your host, Danielle Rochford. Today, Lauder student Jane Bang will be discussing her experience with her Lauder intercultural venture, where she went to Denmark and Estonia to learn about entrepreneurship. Before we begin the interview, I'd like to go a little bit into what exactly is a Lauder intercultural venture, which I'll also refer to as an LIV. Lauder students are required to attend two LIVs, and those take groups to a different location in the world for an intensive week of both lectures, cultural visits, and leadership development opportunities. Each venture is led by a faculty leader and focuses on a specific theme around the world. Our listeners may be wondering, how does an LIV factor into the Lauder curriculum? This is one of three components of INTS 741, and this is a course that spans 2 years at Lauder. It starts with a workshop that occurs in May called Skill Building for Group Dynamics. And then the second part occurs during class in the fall, in which students are introduced to leadership in times of crisis, and they have courses around that topic. And then the third part of it is the LIV aspect. So students have to take two LIVs over the course of 2 years. So through experiential learning activities abroad, students will learn how to acquire new contextual knowledge related to a theme, and also how to develop their intercultural and leadership abilities. And then after a week of lectures and cultural visits and leadership development that occurs during their LIV program, students are required to turn in an individual paper that's focused on the theme. And then there's also a group-based assignment that occurs during the week that's focused on intercultural and leadership skills. Jane, are you ready to get started?
Yes, I am.
Great. First off, can you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell me a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Lauder?
Of course. So my name is Jane Bang. I was actually born in Korea and moved to the States when I was young, grew up around California and Massachusetts. I attended Yale University, where I studied economics and international studies, focused on international development, and then went on to work at Bain & Company doing management consulting for 4 years. And during this time, I developed sort of this interest in both business and international studies, and that was kind of one of the primary reasons I wanted to come to Lauder. I wanted to continue pursuing my studies in both those areas. So the Lauder program felt perfect for me in that sense. And then the other reason really was I have sort of an international background, but I really wanted to learn more about the East Asian region, and I really wanted to learn more specifically about Korea and study the Korean language in the context of sort of what is happening in Korean society today. So I'd say those are the two main reasons that I wanted to come to Lauder.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. So now on to LIVs. Can you tell me about the process of choosing your LIV? I know now you've done it twice, so you did it last year and this year. Can you describe the process of how you get your LIV? And also, can you talk a little bit about what originally interested you in the theme and location?
Sure, of course. So in choosing our LIVs, there's this whole process that happens, which is the students are given the different LIV locations, and they're basically asked to apply to a location and theme that they're interested in. So if you have a first choice that you have in mind, you're asked to write, you know, 300, 400 words, just describing why that would complement your academic studies. And then you also can write a little bit about your second choice as well. And then I think Lauder does sort of like the matching to see what makes sense in the context of different people's interests and academic focus areas. And for me, Denmark and Estonia was really interesting because it was focused on this theme of entrepreneurship and the role that different stakeholders play in building an entrepreneurship ecosystem, and also the role that the entrepreneurship ecosystem plays in society. And it's really interesting to me because, as I mentioned, a big focus for me at Lauder is learning about Korea. And for Korea, business development was a huge driver in the economic development of the country. And as it kind of looks forward for its economic growth in the future, I think one of the things that a lot of different people are thinking about is how do we build a good entrepreneurial system in the country? Because I think at this point in its economic development, there's sort of a need to drive sort of different types of innovation and different types of business growth. So just sort of in that context of learning about Korea and learning about the way that business fuels economic development in different countries during my time at Lauder so far, I was really interested in learning about sort of the prime case studies of places where the entrepreneurial ecosystem has been really successful. So really wanted to learn more about Denmark and Estonia in that context.
Thank you. And how did you prepare during the months before the LIV?
Sure. So I think it's really important when you're kind of doing just a 1 week long trip anywhere that you sort of do a little bit of homework beforehand to get to understand a little bit of the background and history and the context. So for our LIVs in general, not just the Denmark and Estonia one, we do get sort of like relevant readings and lectures in advance to prepare. And for us, we had a couple of readings on sort of just like the general context of the entrepreneurial ecosystem in both countries, but also had specific lectures on, one, the kind of government system that exists in Estonia to foster innovation and entrepreneurship, which is referred to as e-Estonia. So we had a very specific lecture on that, which helped us to prepare for our trip. And then we also had a case study that was focused on the education system in Denmark and how it fosters entrepreneurship.
And what was a typical day of your LIV like?
I think a typical day in LIV can actually vary a lot, but the most important thing is that a typical day on an LIV sort of incorporates both a cultural learning experience and also learning experience focused on the like actual topic at hand. So if I'm thinking about my time in Denmark, we had a mix of visits to different types of organizations that foster entrepreneurship. So we visited a startup accelerator that was really interesting to get to kind of talk about what are the different things that are put in place by the accelerator to foster entrepreneurship in Denmark. And then we also had a visit to the University of Copenhagen to learn about what are sort of like the classes that are available to students who are interested in entrepreneurship. What is some of the research being done on how to foster entrepreneurship at a policy level? And then we also had a biking tour around the city to just kind of explore and experience going around the city is like, and had a couple of stops along there, including a visit to the design museum, because design is a huge part of sort of the history and culture of Denmark, and also actually an interesting part of the mindset that fosters entrepreneurship in Denmark.
And so you named a bunch of really neat activities. Can you tell me about some of your favorites?
So it's hard to choose favorites. If I think back to my most memorable experiences, it has to be some of the visits that we had in Estonia. I think that Estonia was a place that I wasn't super familiar with prior to the trip. So a lot of what I was learning on the trip was very, very new for me. And there are a lot of really fascinating things about the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Estonia. And one of the primary things is, like I mentioned before, that the government sort of fosters the system in a really interesting and innovative way. And there's what I referred to before was called e-Estonia. And what it sort of refers to is how the government of Estonia is not only plugged into like the internet and technology, but also sort of encouraging society to be open to using technology and an internet and the internet in innovative ways. So when we visited Estonia in Estonia, it was really interesting to me to learn about kind of all of the different ways that Estonia was so innovative, even in government, using things like blockchain to kind of protect data within the system, and then also doing things like making it easier for entrepreneurs to get visas in Estonia so that more people would come in and start companies in Estonia, things like that. So I think that was really interesting to me and really well complemented by some of our other visits in Estonia to actually talk to entrepreneurs and see like how that is affecting the way that they're doing their work and making their decisions.
Sounds like a really meaningful trip. And how did your activities that you were a part of, how did they bring together your learnings on the culture of entrepreneurship?
I think my activities brought together sort of a sense for how two different countries and two different cultures can foster entrepreneurship in a very different way, and also kind of showed me the ways in which not only like policy and business can foster entrepreneurship, but sort of like cultural elements can play a big role in developing entrepreneurship as well. Like if I am thinking about sort of what I learned in Copenhagen especially, there's this sort of like mindset of, you know, because of universal welfare, people are willing to take risks, and there's a kind of like risk-taking mindset and risk-taking culture, and that actually plays a huge part in fostering entrepreneurship. So there are definitely like important cultural elements to entrepreneurship, and it was really interesting to get to learn about that in two different settings in which entrepreneurship has been very successful.
Great, thanks for sharing. And can you explain to me the leadership assignment?
Sure. So the leadership assignment is really critical to the LIV because one of the goals, obviously, of the LIV is to help students learn about different cultures and learn about different themes within different contexts. But another big goal of it is to kind of help students develop their intercultural leadership skills, hence the name of the LIV. And so the leadership assignment had a couple of different components. Throughout the trip, there is sort of like an individual component, which is you're constantly observing yourself in the new context that you're in, and also trying to like understand the ways in which you're adapting or understand the ways in which you're adjusting to the different setting and learning about yourself. And then there's sort of like a group reflection component of it, which is, you know, you are traveling with a group of a lot of students, which is great. So you can kind of experience the new things together and then also reflect with each other on what you're experiencing and saying, you know, like, this is something that's interesting that happened today. Let's talk about it the sense of being in a new culture, but also in the sense of, you know, traveling with a group and figuring out how to kind of work together as a group. And then the last part of the assignment is a team presentation. So on each LIV, students get into teams and they do a presentation that's related to kind of all of the learnings from the LIV. So for us in Denmark and Estonia, our assignment was to kind of summarize what are sort of the key differences that we observed in sort of both the like structural entrepreneurial ecosystem, but also sort of the culture of the two different countries, and to be able to say in an imaginary situation to a client who's looking to start a company, like what are some of the things that they might think about when choosing whether to start a company in Denmark or Estonia? Like, what are sort of like the tips that they should keep in mind, especially to be successful in the culture and in the context?
And so a lot of our listeners are people who are prospective students. So perhaps they're just learning about the LIV program and about the Lauder program in general. If you were to speak to them right now, what would you say, how would you describe the LIV program to someone who's unfamiliar to it?
To someone who is less familiar with the LIV program, I think I would say it's an immersive experience to learn about an important kind of international topic in an international setting, and also to kind of learn about what it is to be a leader in a new culture or a new country. I think for international studies, I think it's really important that you have an immersive component to it, because you can learn about different countries and different issues on paper or through lectures. But unless you sort of experience some of the things that you're learning about, unless you kind of see it firsthand and like have dialogue with people who are like living in the context, I think it's difficult for you to really get a good understanding of the international issues that you're learning about.
Jane, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and thanks to those who are listening. If anyone would like to learn more about the Lauder program, please visit us at lauder.wharton.upenn.edu.